Sir Mike Lamacore, chief scribe of Fight Kings. I was just compelled to get back on the air because the action has really picked up. I don't know what round it is.
What round is it?
The fourth round. Hopkins. Vintage Hopkins is beginning to make Dawson look stupid. He just connected with a straight right that almost took Dawson's head off. Dawson retaliated, but you know, it's round number four. I'm back on the air. We have a fight here. Even if Hopkins is resorting back to his tactics of staying out of range, but he is beginning to pick his shots, and when he lands, it's dangerous. I like the shot that Hopkins, he just nailed Dawson to the head with a shot. And Dawson is coming, but Hopkins is so elusive. We close out round number four. What a fight. Hopkins has a lot in his tank. He has so much in his tank. It's unbelievable. This guy is 47 years old, and he's still going toe-to-toe against a young fighter in his late 20s. Round number five, the ringside girls are pretty. I want to take both of them home. And they're as pretty as the fight is getting better. Nassar Richardson, I think he's a trainer for Hopkins. Chad, I'm not sure who his trainer is since he left Eddie Mustafa. Carton is a referee. We're heading into round number six. But the fight is getting hot. You know, the punches are being landed, are landing with very bad intentions. Some grappling. Carton's not having any part of it. He wants Hopkins. And Hopkins and Carton are almost getting into it. Oh, Chad Dawson is unloading. I mean, hooking. You know, hooking. And Hopkins launches, counters back ferociously. Dawson has some of these frenetic frenzies when he just has Hopkins and he's, you see him trying to land a combination because he thinks that Hopkins is hurt, but he doesn't quite get to it. But you can see a change in his demeanor or his composure when he's about to launch a frenzy, but he doesn't quite get it off. And, you know, Hopkins slips or negates whatever he's doing, and he tries again. Very heavy shots by Chad Dawson against Hopkins. Oh man, but Hopkins is beginning to solve the riddle. I think Dawson's southpaw stance will confuse anybody, but the southpaw is susceptible to a straight 1-2. And that's why I think Hopkins is able to land against Dawson. But, you know, it's Dawson jabbing against the air. Elusive Hopkins on the outside. You know, he just launches and then retreats out of range. He feints, puts Hopkins off guard, and then he backs away. That's vintage Hopkins. Dawson thinks he has Hopkins against the corner and tries to unload. But Hopkins ties him up. And he's back in the center of the ring, and Hopkins hooked twice, but didn't quite connect to Dawson's head. Wow. Dawson strafed Hopkins to his head. He just strafed him. A straight, whatever it was, landed against Hopkins. He just can't quite get to Hopkins. He gets himself into position, But, you know, the end of round number six, and we have another controversy here. They get into a grapple, and then Dawson spins Hopkins off of him, and Hopkins crashes into the ropes. He doesn't quite go down. Very amusing, even Dawson laughed it off. But, you know, we're heading into round number six.